Okay, life lessons. Lesson number one was you have to find the balance between taking the responsibility of your life, of surviving, of working hard to make a living, and on relying on God, on being relaxed, allowing the life to flow, allowing the universe to give you, send you what you need. So you have to find the balance. It's very hard to find the balance because you find most people either on this side of the scale or on that side of the scale. Very many business people, for example, are very materialistic and they believe they have to do it all by themselves. God is not there, maybe doesn't exist at all, and they cannot rely on God. So they have to do it on yourself. So the base chakra is basically here not balanced, is extreme in one way. And on the other hand, spiritual people who believe in that God is doing everything, they might just sit and live like monks, do nothing, just believe that everything is coming from God, and they don't really cannot really do anything unless God, unless it is the will of God. So this is the other extreme, and they are somehow bound to become very poor, or if they are not very poor, they become even more business people. Like maybe they rely on their followers to provide them money, and they make sort of a business in this way. And basically, they are materialistic again. Now, the second lesson is about the emotional chakra or the sacral chakra, which is about pleasure. Sacral chakra is about pleasure, and the most important pleasure, or the most pronounced pleasure in the sacral chakra, is about the sexual pleasure. So any addiction, for example food addiction, sugar addiction, alcohol addiction, or any other addiction, is closely connected to the sacral chakra and closely connected to the genitals. You might find it strange that, for example, sugar addiction is related to your genitals rather than your stomach. I have found it this way. All right, this is the sacral chakra lesson.